learned of Tezkos Sabbatim, in a brief introduction, I wanted to discuss the concept of Muksuk, the principle of Hamotzi Mechavero Olov Haraya. This we'll see is quite essential, right, even for the very beginning of our parak. The very opening of Maseches Bav Metzia tells us, as you know, the Shnai Moksin Betalis, that if you have two individuals, each one is considered to be a Muksuk. There the Mishnah tells us that the resolution is Yachloku Bishvua. And Rashi immediately comments this is only true because Davka Ochzin. It is only because both of them are grabbing on to the Kli, in the case of the Mishnah, to the Talis. Rashi points out that if that would not be the case, if one was Musak, another one is the Toveya, then we would assume the principle of Hamotzi Michavera. And Rashi adds, Va'olav Lahaviraya Be'edim, a very important Rashi, that the principle of Musak requires that the Toveya has to secure Eidim. The Lashon HaGemara, of course, is Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. But Rashi writes, any Raya is insufficient to require specifically the Raya of Eidim themselves. So Rashi comments, this is only true, the Psak Halach of Yachloku, because both of them are considered to be a Muchsak, because Shnayim Ochsin. And this is what Tosus writes as well. The Beis Amad Aleph and Bav Metzia, the Ramasli Yachloku. Tosus writes, the Ochsin Shani. This is different from other cases. The dafka here, where there is a muksak, then you assume that is the case, because anan sahade, demai de tofesai dideyu, because after all, we are made, that when a person is tofes al pidin, he is considered to be the muksak. And Tosus points out that therefore this case, in the beginning of Bav Metzia, is quite different from the case that you find in Arperek. In the sugi and cheska sabatim, and daf la medalat mebeis, the Gemara discusses the following case. Two people are arguing regarding the ownership of a boat which is in the river. Each one claims that boat is exclusively his. Here the Gemara tells us the Psak Halacha is not Yachloku, rather a principle we have to discuss of Kol de Olim Givar. And Tosus is bothered. Why is that true? What exactly is the difference between Talis as opposed to Ahu Arba? And Tosus writes in our parak, Lamadalma Beis Dermaskel Ahu, exactly as Tosus writes in the beginning of Bav Metzia, that this is a different case. Umefarish Rabbeinotam, the Ochsin Shani. Since one is grasping the particular chepetz, Al Tidin he has the status of Muksak, and therefore you can paskin Yachloku. That is not true in the case of Ru Arba, the boat is not there. No one Al Tidin is considered to be the Muksak. In such a case, then Bezin would never say Yachloku in that particular instance. Pashav Shat, according to Rashi, according to Rabbeinotam, that the Psak Halacha of the Mishnah of Yachloku and Shnei Ochsin Betalis is not midin suffing, but rather that is a Chalukah which is Betoras Vadai. Since there are two Muchzakim, so therefore, as Tosus writes, Anan Sahade, and therefore we assume that each one Betoras Vadai is entitled to half of that particular Chepetz. This is different from the Shita of the Riva, because if you look at that Tosus, and Ba'avasr Daf Lamadal Mabez, the Riva distinguishes in a different sense between the case of Talis as opposed to the case of Ahu Arba. There the Riva writes the following, that Lav Dafka Oksin, the Psak Halacha of Yachloku, is not limited to a case where you have a Muksak. Why is it then we assume an Ahu Arba Kodom Gavar, we don't assume Yachloku? The Riva writes a very different distinction, that there Kevon De'ikar Ramai Lo Yachloku. In the case here in Bav Metzia and Daf Beis, at least in principle, it is possible to maintain that that is true. Maybe both of them were able to find that Metzia simultaneously, in which case Yachloku is an absolutely true Psak Halacha. That's the Chiddush of the Riva. In the case of Ahu Arba, where each one is arguing that that boat is exclusively mine, in such a case there, since it is Vadai Ramai, Bezdin will not paskin Yachloku, that's the chiluk of the Riva. So whereas Rashi and Rabbi Nutam assume the difference is whether there is Muksuk or whether there is not, the Riva assumes the difference is whether there is a Vadai Ramai or whether that is not the case. But in Lamdus, in principle, there certainly is a fundamental difference between Rashi and Rabbi Nutam on the one hand as opposed to the Riva. If you're talking about a case of Davka Ochzin, a case where each one is considered to be a Muksuk, in such a case, Poshub Shab, the Psak Halach of Yachloku, as we mentioned, is considered to be Toras Vadai. If you're dealing with a case where that is not true, that they're not Muchzakim, And yet Bezin would render a psak halakha v'yachloku, certainly that is not considered to be a psak which is b'toras vaday. Bezin certainly has no basis to assume anan sahadeh, as Tosus writes in Bav Metzia and Apeis, but rather that is the yachloku which is b'toras safek. And that is similar to the shita of Simchas. Because if you look at another Mishnah, the Mishnah of Bava Kama and Daf Memvav Amar Aleph, here the Mishnah discusses the following case. You have an instance of a shor shenogach esapara and v'nimtza ubra betzida. I know that my animal gored yours, and we go to the scene of that crime, we see that there is a vlad that is dead. But we do not know, as the Mishnah tells us, v'eni adua, imad shel nogcha yolda, in which case one is pater, or whether the misa savlad is a result of the maisa negicha. So therefore, that is a case of a suffix as well. And a suffix which is ve'en yadua. Certainly it's not known. We cannot determine whether the miscarriage occurred before or whether it was a result of the maisa negicha. So the Mishnah tells us that yachloku, that in such a case you have to pay chatzi nezek, right, for the aim, and pay half of that, right, for the vlad. That's a case of yachloku, which is not the Torah's vadai, but that is a psak halacha of yachloku, which is the Torah's safek. It's not that we can determine, like in a case of shnei mochzim, of shnei mochzakin bav, but rather, misafek, we will assume yachloku. And this is the chiddush the Gemara points out of Simchis, that Am Rav Yira Mar Shmuel, that zu divrei Simchis. This chiddush of the Mishnah, that you assume yachloku in the case of nimtza ubra betzida, that reflects the sheet of Simchis, that mamam hamuto besafek cholkin. What happened to the concept of muhsak? After all, the money certainly is mine, and you're going to exact payment based on safek. How is that possible? Simchis doesn't deny the principle of hamotze mechevel aparaya, but Simchis assumes the following chiddush, that al pidin, you're only considered to be a muhsak if A, you are machzik, it means that the chepetz is considered to be in your reshus, that certainly is true, but B, that it's accompanied by a tainas vada. That's the chiddush of Simchis. When I possess a chepetz with a claim that that chepetz is mine, then al pidin, you are considered to be the muhsak, and then you can assume the principle of hamotze mechavero olav araya. In this particular case, there's no definitive taina. I cannot necessarily claim that I am butter. I'm the first one to admit that I wasn't there. My animal gored your animal. I don't know whether that negicha was responsible for the misa savlat as well. And therefore, the chiddush of Simchis is you don't have the claim of muhsak unless it's accompanied by a tainas vadai. And therefore, what is the psak halach if there is no muhsak? Then it is yachloku. This is not the yachloku of shneim ochsin. The yachloku of shneim ochsin is shnehu muhzakin ba. This is a psak halacha of yachloku, simply which is midin safek. That's the chiddush of the Ri, that if you have a case where there is no muhzak, nonetheless at times we will paskin an instance of yachloku. If you look in the Rambam as an example, when the Rambam quotes that opening Mishnah Bava Metzia, the Rambam is found in the Chostoim v'nitan, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, the Rambam begins with the case of Shnayim Shu Ochsin B'Kli Echad, the case of the Mishnah itself, but then the Rambam gives another example, that O Yoshvin B'Tzad Arema Shalchitim, or for example, two people are in close proximity of a mound of wheat, and each one claims that the Tfuah belongs to him. In that case, the Rambam writes, the Psak Halacha is Yachloku B'Shvuah. Hagos Maimonos points out, that's like the Shita of the Riva, that you don't require dafko muhsak, but rather, right, even in a case where there is a safek, when it's not an instance of a vadai ramai, even then you can say yachloku. If there would be a muhsak, in such a case everyone then would agree that hamotze mechavero olav haraya. And when you look at the hemshech ha-gemara, right, and that's sugyan bava kama and daf mevav amar aleph, when Sumche says in the case of shor shenoga kesapara, the psak of Simchis is yachloku, that's where the Gemara points out zu divrei Simchis. This is Simchis's view, that mamon amuta b'safek is chokin, and the reason it is chokin is because there's no din of muhsak, because there's no tainas vadai ve'eni adua. However, the Gemara tells us no, avo chachamim omrim, that no, klal gadol badin, hamotze mechavero, olav haraya. The chachamim disagree. and maintain even in that case of Shor Shenaga Chesapara, there the Baal HaMamon has the status of a Muchsag. Even though he doesn't have a Tainas Vadai, he was not there, he doesn't know the order, he doesn't know whether the Negicha indeed caused the Mises of Lav, but Al Pidin he is considered to be the Muchsag despite the fact that his Tain is only one of Safek. And therefore, Zek Klal Gadol Adin Hamotzi Mechaveiro Olav Haraya. The Gemara goes a step further and says the following: why are the Chachamim so dramatic? Zek Klal Gadol Adin simply state that Hamotzi Mechaveiro Olav Haraya. What exactly is that telling us? The Gemara says the following: that it's drich Afilo Nizak Omobari Umazik Omer Shema. The case is even if you have an instance where it is a bari versus Shema. We generally assume in those particular cases, when one has a Tainas Bari and the other only counters with a Tainas Shema, generally speaking, we assume that Bari Veshema, that Bari is Adit. That certainly is a greater degree of Nemanos. If I have a Tainas Vada, you only counter with a Tainas Safek. The Chachamim say it's true, Bari Veshema Bari Adit, but not Lahotzi. Not Lahotzi Mamon Miyad HaMuchsak. That's the Chiddush of the Sheet of the Chachamim. Even in a case where one will claim that I was there and I saw the sequence, your animal gored, and then the animal miscarried, and I say, I don't know, I wasn't there, even in such a case, we'll invoke the principle of Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya, and your claim that you were there and you saw, that is considered to be insufficient. So the Chiddush of the Chachamim is, we'll apply the principle of Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya, even though you have a Tainas Bari and I have a Tainas Shema. And even though we always assume that Bari Veshema Bari Adiv, but not Lahotzi Mamon Miyad HaMuchsak. And then the Gemara states a further nafkamin as well. Inami, the Gemara says the following. This is also relevant to a case of Holchin B'Mamon Achaharov. Let's assume as follows. HaMocher Shor L'Chaveiro V'Nimtza Nagchan, the Gemara explains. I sell you my animal, and it turns out that the animal is uncontrollable. You intended to use the animal for plowing, and there's no way that you can harness and you can tame this particular animal. And I counter and I say, that's true, but it's not a mekachtos. You have a right to slaughter the animal. So shech the animal and go ahead and eat it. Who says that it was sold for the purpose of plowing? Maybe it's sold for the purpose of shechita. Even if there is a rove that rubel arad yizmine, generally speaking, when people buy that expensive animal, they're doing it for the purpose of plowing. They're not doing it for the purpose of shechita. But the Gemara says the following, that ein holchin b'mamon achaharo. What exactly does that mean? That you never follow rove? Of course. B'cholot Torah kulio follow rove. However, not lahotzi mamon biyad hamuchsak. If I am a muchsak in such a case, we don't assume that bari v'shema bari adif. If I am the muchsak, we don't assume rov is considered to be sufficient. To be motzi mama miyad hamuchsak, it's not enough to say that chances are that you owe based on rov or based on the concept of a tainas bari versus a tainas shema. There, that is the chiddush of hamotzi mechaveira olav haraya. That if I am the muchsak, Araya alimta is necessary. Lahotzi mamon miyad hamosa. And if you look now, the next dumb and bavakam and daf memvaf and bebeis, here's where the Gemara raises the following issue: that how do we know that this is true? How do you know this principle of hamotzi mechavero amaharay? So the Gemara says that Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni minayin lahamotzi mechavero olav araya. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk of Shmos chav dalid that mi baldvarim yigash. Aleihem, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, right? And he stated as follows, that if there is a Baldvarim, if there is a Din Torah, and you have a Taina, a Tviya, so go to Aaron, go to Hur, right? They will be able to solve your Din Torah. The Gemara's drush is the following. What does it mean? Yigash Aleihem, Yagish Raya Aleihem. It means the one who is the Toveya, he is the one who has to prove his case. If you have a Taina against another, you have to prove the fact that what you're saying is considered to be legitimate. So the Gemara raises the following kasha. Is that really true? That's the meaning of the pasuk? The Gemara says the following, that lama likra svaro, that why do you need a gzeres hakasuk to tell me the chiddush of hamotzi mechaveiro olav haraya? Isn't this a svara pshuta? The Gemara says, that man dekoyvle oz libe asya. If a person is ailing, it's his responsibility to go to the doctor. Now, if you have a claim, you have a concern, so you have to initiate. Right? Why would we assume that the nitva is the one who has to prove his innocence? So the Gemara says, Lamali Kla Svarahu. Here in the Masoras Hashas, it tells you to take a look at the Tosas and Shvuas Chav Beis Mabeis. Tosas Shvuas Chav Beis Mabeis just points out the following. Sometimes the Gemara asks a kasha, the Lamali Kla Svarahu. What do you need a pasuk at all for? It's a Svar Pshuta. And sometimes, as you know, the Gemara says, Iba Yisema Kra, Iba Yisema Svar. Tosas is bothered. When do you assume that you don't need the pasuk, and when do you assume that no, the svara confirms and it supports the pasuk? Tosas writes, it's all a function of how compelling, how obvious the svara is. If it's a svara pshuta, then the Gemara will state the damli kras svarahu. If it is something that is not so compelling at all, obviously it's reasonable, but one could envision a svara hafucha. That's where the Gemara says that Iba Yisema Svar, Iba Yisema Kra. But if something is so sufficiently obvious, that's where the Gemara is troubled that Lamali Kra Svaru. After all, even the Koach HaSvara, right, is considered to be that which should create at least Dinim on a level of Daraisa. So the Gemara says, Hamotz Mechalav Haraya, why do you need a Pasuk of Mibal Dvarim? Isn't this considered to be an obvious Svara? Mandiki Iva, Oz Labayasya. The Gemara says, Einochinami. The Gemara says the pasuk of Mibal Dvarim is teaching us something which is very different. Minayin shein niskakin el litoveya tchila. When you have a din Torah, so who speaks first, the toveya or the nitva? The answer is niskakin the toveya tchila. The Baal Dvarim, he is the one who initiates, right? Initiates meaning the claim in Beis Din that niskakin the toveya tchila. It's an interesting chiddush that the Gemara originally in Havamina suggests that the source of Hamotz Mechalav Haraya is based on a pasuk, and Pashup Shat the Gemara rejects this and assumes that no, simply it is a Svara Pshuta. If you look in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi disagrees. Yerushalmi is found in Sanhedrin, in Zebora, Paragimel, Halacha Ches. The Yerushalmi writes the following, the same kasha, Minayin Shamotz Mechalav Haraya, and the Gemara answers that Rabbi Karispa B'Shem Rabbi Hananya Ben Gamliel Yigash Aleichem, Yagish Rayosav. And that's it. Yerushalmi writes, it's a Gzeres HaKosav. A Gzeres HaKosav of Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Haraya. So whereas the Bavli writes, it's a Svara Pshuta, a concept of Mursa, Hamotzi Mechavera, here the Yerushalmi writes that there is a Gzeres HaKosav, Poshub Shat, like the Havamina of the Bavli. If you look in Rashi elsewhere, Rashi assumes that Hamotzi Mechavera, right, is a Pasuk. Hamotzi mechaver was a pasuk. This is a Rashi in Gittin Daf Mem Chesim Beis Divramaskel Hamotzi. The Gemara quotes the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael and that sugi in Gittin regarding Tashlumei Hezek. The Torah tells us Meitav Sadehu Umeitav Karmo Yishalem. Right, you have a case of Hezek, right? The opening Mishnah Meseches Bava Kama. You're obligated to pay Meitav. Meitav Sadehu Umeitav Karmo. Who is it referring to? So Rabbi Yishmael says the following chiddush that it's meitav denizak, meitav denizak, that you have to pay based on the meitav of the nizak. So the Gemara suggests the following: Hacha me'askinim. What exactly is the case? The Gemara suggests gegondoch laruga ben harugos. My animal ate the row of your crop, and that row, you know, was right at the border of the better crops from the inferior crops. And velo yadana ikushachal, ishmenachal. We can't tell what crops animal ate, the kusha or the shmena. So that's the pasuk that I have to pay the demei shmena, an interesting chiddush. Right? We're not talking about the type of karka I have to pay you, but rather the value. My animal ate a row, right? A row of meitav is worth $100, and a row of ziburius is worth $50. I have to pay you $100. So the Gemara says, how can that be? The Gemara says the following. After all, that you don't know whether it was chusha, whether it was shmena, the Gemara says the following, that in that particular case, why do you pay based on shmena? Hamotzi mechavero, olav haraya. How can that be? So Rashi writes the following. What does that mean? Hamotzi mechalav haraya. Rashi writes that olav lohavi edim. Interesting chiddush. Rashi all of a sudden mentions here the need for edim. That was similar to that Rashi above Messiah, right? And the Beis Amud Aleph. Hamotz Merchav Haraya, Rashi says, Eidim, Eidim. Olav Lahavi, Eidim, Levaris Asafe. And Rashi continues, Daraisi. And Hamotz Merchav Haraisa is a Din Daraisa, right? How do you know that's true? Rashi quotes, Babakama, Membav Mabez, Mi Baldvram Yigash Alehem, Yagish Raya Alehem. Rashi quotes the Gzeres HaKosa. That's a Chiddush. Our Gemara seem to assume that no. The Lamali Kras Svarahu, the Yerushalmi maintain that this is a Gzeres HaKosa, and this is what Rashi here writes, right, in Gitnandav Memches Mabez. An interesting Chiddush. So two Haras in Rashi. Hara number one is the following, that why does Rashi go ahead and quote the Gzeres HaKosa, this is a Havamin of the Gemara, but secondly, the beginning of Rashi, Olav Lahavi Eidim, Olav Lahavi Eidim, is that necessarily so? Hamotzi Michal Olav Haraya, Eidim is necessary. Doesn't Hamotzi Michal Olav Haraya just simply tell us that the burden of proof is on the Toveya? The accused doesn't have to prove his innocence, but the Toveya has to prove that there's a measure of guilt. Why does Rashi emphasize that concept of Olav Lahavi Eidim? And Rashi reiterates this. Rashi mentions it here in Gittin Daf Memches, and Rashi is mentioned in Bav Metzian Daf Beis. And Bosh Rav Shad, that's the answer. That's the answer to both Ha'aretz. Why does Rashi quote the Pasuk? And why does Rashi write that Olav Lahavi Eidim? The answer is found just very briefly in a Chedushei Haraivet. If you look at the Chedushei Haraivet Bava Kama, Daf Mem Vav Mabez, Chedushei Haraivet writes the following. How can the Gemara say that Hamotzi Merchal Olav Haraya is considered to be just simply a Svar Pshuto? What exactly does it tell us? You know, if all it tells us is that the burden of proof is on the Toveya, you're right, that's a Svar Pshuto. But you know what? We're suggesting much more than that. That the concept of Hamotzi Merchal Olav Haraya also addresses the quality of Raya, the type of raya that you have to bring. I would suggest the following deal. If the principle was Hamotzi Mechav Olav Raya, without the hay, that's a Svar Pshuta. But Hamotzi Mechav Olav Horaya, what does Horaya mean? You need the raya, you need a raya alimta. You need a caliber of raya which B'chola Tarakula is generally not necessary at all. There it's hard to argue, that's a Svar Pshuta. That Pasha Pshat is a drasha. That has to be a function of some form of Gzeres HaKosu. And this is what the Ravid very briefly writes. That Dilma Afal Gav Dika Ruba. Let's assume, for example, I bring a Raya. You know what my Raya is? Rove. In most cases, I'm right. In most cases, an animal is purchased for the purpose of plowing, and therefore, this is a Mekaptos, because the animal you sold me is incapable of plowing. I have a rove to go ahead and to support, right, my view. Or, for example, I have, right, the Tanas Vandai. And your counter is a very weak Taina. You're countering with the Tanas Shema. So I am bringing a Raya. Nemonas Baldin the Tanase. I have a Tanas Vari. I have a rove that supports me. That's not a Svara Pshuta for me to counter and to say that the rove is insufficient, or that the Tainas Bari is insufficient. That's the Gzeres HaKosu of Hamotzi Merchal Olav Haraya. In other words, there are two tiers. Right, the base Chiddush of Hamotzi Merchal Olav Haraya, that the burden of proof is on the Toveya, that's a Svar Pshuta, that no doubt. But if you're going to argue that what is generally accepted as a Raya B'chol HaTorah Kula here is insufficient, because there is a concept of Muchza, and the Hotzi Mamon B'yad HaMuchza, their robe is insufficient, Atanas Bari is insufficient, that requires a Gzeres HaKosu. And that's why Rashi argues, you know why it's a Gzeres HaKosu? Because Rashi begins, Olav Lahavi Eidim. The Chiddush that you need the Raya Alimta, which is Eidim, and anything short of Eidim is insufficient, that, right, is the Gzeres HaKosu of Hamotzi Mechal Olav Haraya. This is found at greater length in Shumas Hadeshen. If you look in Simin Shin Memtes, Chumas Tadeshin writes the following: Venira, Dohavda Kaimlan Ein Holche B'Mamanacha Harov. Rov is good for Cholat Harakuma. Rov is good when it comes to cases of din nefashos. And all of a sudden, Rov is insufficient when it comes to mamon. Ein holchen b'mamon acha harov. Why is that true? The Chumash Neshan writes the following, that is because the ika cheskas mamon neged harov. Because there's a cheskas mamon. And Rov is insufficient v'hotzi mamon diyad hamuchsa. Here, the Rov is keneged achazaka. And the Chumash Neshan goes a step further, but what do you mean? Afogav the Bishar Duch Darmina, Ruba Bachazaka, Ruba Adi. That's normally not true. If you have a Rov versus Chazaka, Rov is able to trump a Chazaka. So therefore, why is Rov insufficient? In Holchim Machan Acha Rov. And here's the Chiddush that Chumash Neshan writes, which is clear, right, from so many Sugyas, that Chazaka has multiple meanings. And not every form of Chazaka is considered to be equivalent. If you're dealing with that which we call Alpidin, Chazaka, Demeikara, you're right, Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. A Chazaka Demeikara is unable to go ahead and to counter Rov. But here, Shani Chezkas Mamon, De Is Beitai Mahamotzi Mechaver, Olaf Araya, and Veruba Lo Mikre Raya. That's the Chiddush, the Chumash Neshan. That Muchsot does not simply mean a Chazaka Demeikara. We'll have to discuss that concept. No? That what exactly do we mean? A chazaka de meikara? That something had a prior known status, and therefore, barring any certain change, we assume that that status will continue. That, the Chumash Neshan writes, is something, relatively speaking, is weak. And ruba chazak, ruba adiv. But that's not the concept of muhsak. Muhsak is the anan sahadeh, that if I am the tofes, if I am maksik, so therefore, I am considered to be the Baal HaChepetz, and that, the Chumash Neshan writes, is the Chiddush of Hamotzi Mechavero, Olav Araya. That's the Gzeres HaKosu, that's the uniqueness of Muchsad. Tosus writes this in Bava Kama, the Chav Zayin Amud Beis, that Reb Chaim deals with this Tosus at length. The top Tosus, Damasco Kamashmon, that's where the Gemara says that in Holchin B'maman Achaharo. Yipaskim like Shmuel. In Holchin B'maman Achaharo, Rov is insufficient. So Tosus is very bothered. Is that really true? Rov is insufficient? When you have a Din Torah of Din Emamanos, you have to have unanimous decision. And if two dayanim say Chayiv, and one dayan says Potter, in such a case the person is Potter because, what do you mean, Holchin Achaharo? Tosus says, of course Holchin Achaharo. Right? In the case of Rov Dayanim, that's Tosus's kasha. How is that any different from cases of Ein Holchin B'maman Acharov? Right? If something is a split decision, can I hang my hat on the miut and argue Ein Holchin B'maman Acharov? Tosus says you can. Tosus says 2 points. Number one is the following, that Rov Dayanim is very different. Why is that true? Tosus says because the miut did who? Keman the Lesadami. Right? When you have Rov Dayanim, right, the miut is as though it is in existence. Right, it no longer continues to express itself as the das hamiut. In other words, in dayanim, it's more than a holchin acharov. It's rubo kikulo, in the sense that the bezdin as a unit has paskined that this person is considered to be chayiv. And therefore, that type of rov you can follow. And the Tosus continues and writes because normally speaking, if you have a legitimate Rov, then of course, Ein Holchin B'maman Acharov. Because Rov is insufficient to Hotzi Mamon, Miyah HaMuchsak. So that's the Chiddush we pointed out of that Raivid, Bava Kama Daf Mevav. That's the Gzeres HaKosuv of Hamotzi Merkel of Harai, and that's the Chumash Neshan. And Shemem Tes as well. The Pnei Yeshua, right, in both places, right, in the Sukkim Gitin and Daf Memches, and also in Bava Kama Daf Memvav, right, spells this out explicitly. The Pnei Yeshua raises this kasha. Why does Rashi quote the Gzeres HaKosuv of Hamotzi Mechle of Haraya? And the Pnei Yeshua writes exactly this point. The fact that the Tobeah has to bring a Raya, that's a Svar Pshuta, but the fact that he must bring the Raya, Olav Lahavi Eidim, and Rov is considered to be insufficient, that certainly is the Gzeres HaKosuv of Hamotzi Mechavero, Olav Haraya. And that's true l'maskana. We pass like Shmuel. If you were told Rav, holchenach haro, that would be a svar pshuta. But if you're going to argue with Shmuel does, that ain't holchen mamach haro, in such a case, so then that requires a gzeres akasu. The Pnei Yehoshua even just adds as follows, that if you look in the Rambam, you will not find niskok in the Tovei Tchila. Right, that was that Gemara, Baba Kama, Daf Mem Vav. What do you do with the posuk of Yigash Aleihem? Well, since Amotzi Merkalav Harai is a Svara, the posuk is teaching us niskok in the Tovei Tchila. How do you explain the Hashmata Sarambam, that the Rambam does not quote that at all? Pnei Yehoshua writes, and that's looking Baba Kama, Daf Mem Vav, exactly. Because once we assume a Shmuel that ain holchen b'mamon acharo, robe is insufficient. Lahotzi mami an hamuchsak, and that's the gzera sakosu of hamotzi mechaver olav haraya. That is what is being taught to us by that pasuk, and we lose that drush of the Gemara of niskok in the tovei atchila. And that's why the Rambam, who assumes that ain holchen b'mamon acharo b'Shmuel, does not quote. Right, what seemed to be the Maskana Sagamara, Baba Kama, in that particular case. So the Gzera Sakasuv of Hamotzi Merkalav Haraya, that underscores the concept of Muchsak, that the Hotzi Mamon Miyad HaMuchsak requires a Raya Alimta, it requires Edim, Rov is considered to be insufficient. There's a comment that the Mochamo says, the Mochamo is found in Ksuvas and Daftes Samar Aleph, in the Dapi Harif, where just as a robe is insufficient, lahotzi mamon miyad hamuchzak, the Mochamos writes the same thing is true when it comes to a case of chazaka demeikara. A chazaka demeikara is insufficient lahotzi mamon miyad hamuchzak. And how do you know that this is true? The Mochamos writes the Kavachomer, that if ein holchin b'mamon acharov, if robe is insufficient, and Ruba b'chazaka, Ruba adiv, and Rov is a higher caliber of Raya than Chazaka, so certainly one cannot invoke a Chazaka lahotzi mamon miyad hamuchsak. And the Malchamos writes this to explain, right, the Chiddush of the Rif. The Rif writes here in Daf Tesamalaf and Ksuvas, it's a Sugin Ksuvas and Daf Chafalaf Mebez. Let's assume you have a case of a Bezdin who convenes Lakayim es Hashtar. Shlosha Shiyoshu L'Kayim Es Hashtar. We have a shtar, and Midrabon will require Kiyum Shtaros, that in order to go ahead and to utilize the shtar, it has to be valid, it has to be authorized by Beis Din. So the Beis Din now is convening for the purpose of authorizing, validating this particular shtar, and all of a sudden, right, the status of one of the Dayanim is in question. Two Edim come and say that the Dayan is a Gazan. And as the Rif writes, and two other Edim come and say, it's not true. He's not a Goslin. So you have Edei HaChasha, right, regarding the status of this Dayan. Is he a Dayan Kosher, or is he considered to be a Dayan who is Pasim? So if it's HaChasha, we have a Safek. A Safek whether Dayan is Kosher, a Safek whether Dayan is Pasim. The Rif writes, that Lo Machtina, that you cannot go ahead and utilize this Dayan. So why exactly is that true, the Mohammed writes? Good, you have a Safek. You have a suffix. But isn't there a chazaka de meikara? That less man de palik, that this dayan was kosher. They're arguing about whether subsequently, at some point in time, he became fossil. So when you have a suffix, why not utilize the chazaka de meikara that look, we know that there was a prior known status that he was kosher. And we're debating as to whether that known status changed or whether it did not. So in such an instance, why not invoke a chazaka de meikara? So that's exactly what the Mochamos writes. Of course, there's a concept of a chazaka de meikara, but a chazaka de meikara is insufficient. Lahotzi mamon miyad hamuchsak, and therefore, if based on chazaka de meikara, bezli mekayim the shtar used for the purpose of gvias mamon, so therefore, a chazaka is insufficient. Lahotzi mamon miyad hamuchsak. And how do you know this is true? That's the Mochamos. It's kavachomer. If ein holchen achar harov. And Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adiv, so in such a case, a Chazaka de Meikara is considered to be insufficient as well. So we saw, for example, the following, that Rov is insufficient, Chazaka is insufficient. The same thing is true, we assume Halacha is mentioned when it comes to Bari V'Shema. that even though b'chol haTorah kula, bari v'shem bari adif, but not lahotzi mamon, miyad hamuchsad. And this is what we saw in that sugya in Bava Kama, and this is even more explicit later in Bava Kama and Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Here the Gemara mentions the following, that a toveya, a malva, comes forward and says, "Money liliyarcha, you owe me a certain sum of money." And the lova responds and says that any odeya, it could be, I don't remember whether in fact the money was owed or whether it was not. So in such a case, the Gemara says, "Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan say that you're potter." Rav Hunan, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, you're chayiv. Why should he be chayiv? Bari b'shema, bari adiv. Bari b'shema, bari adiv. And the Gemara says that no, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nachman respond and say, yeah, it's true, b'chol haTorah kula, bari b'shema, bari adiv, but not here. Here, ukeim amana b'cheskas marei. Bari is adiv, but bari is not called horaya. Bari is insufficient. L'hotzi mama miyad hamusa. That's how we assume the halacha, like the shita of Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, that even if you have a tana zvari, and I count it with a tana shema, in such a case that is insufficient l'hotzi mamon miyad hamuchsad. In fact, that tosus of simchas, the tosus in the mem bav menalef and bava kama, is bothered. And how do you understand the possibility of the Gemara that bari b'shema bari adiv? Bari Adif Lahotzi? We never assume that that's true. How do you assume that Bari Veshema Bari Adif is Lahotzi? Why should this be a machlokas amaroim? Didn't the Gemara say, the Chachamim say, Zeh Klal Godol Bedin Hamotzi Mecharov Haraya? How is it possible to argue that this is a machlokas tanoim and to maintain that in such a case you're considered to be chayiv? How can that be? Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda says that you're chayiv. What about Hamotzi Mecharov Haraya? So Tosus writes, Bava Kama Daf Mem Bav Hamad Aleph, that even they agree, generally speaking, that a tanas bari is insufficient. Except, you know what troubles them? This is a very strong tanas bari, and it's a very weak tanas shema. You come to me and you say as a malva that you owe me money. I lent you this sum. That's a very strong tanas bari. Why is it called a strong tanas bari? Because it is nitan lahakasha. It's very easy to contradict. I can say absolutely not. As opposed to the case of Shor Shnoga Sapara, that's a very weak tanas bar, you know? What happens? I tell you, your animal gored my animal, and it caused animal to miscarry and the vla died. And I know you weren't there. And I know that you're not going to be able to counter the taina. The ability of the nitva to counter the taina, right, that will determine how strong the taina of the tovia is. If it's not something that's subject to contradiction, that's called a very weak taina. If it's something that I know can be disputed, and I come to Beis Din and nonetheless make my claim, that's called a stronger taina. So when I go over to you and I say that, you know what, you owe me money because I lent you this sum, that's a strong taina zvari. And you counter and you say, eini odeya. Is eini odeya a strong taina or is eini odeya a weak taina? So that's exactly what Tosus writes in Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav. That depends. In the case of Shor Shnoga Sapara, Eini Odeya is a very strong taina. It's a very reasonable taina. I wasn't there. I can't pretend to tell you this happened or that happened. But in a case of Manli Biyadcha, and I say, I don't remember whether I borrowed the money or not, that's the Chiddush that Tosus points out. The Bari is a very strong taina svari, and the Shema is a feeble taina. You should remember whether in fact you borrowed the money or whether you did not. So Tosus even writes, Ad Kedei Kach, in principle everyone agrees that Bari v'Shema, a Bari is insufficient, Lahotzi Mamon Miyad Hamuchsad. That's the strength of Hamotzi Mecharov Haraya. Unless you'll have a case where the Bari is so strong and the Shema is so weak, like the case of Manli Biyadcha, you say, Eini Odeya. That's the machlokas amaraim. That's already an ansahadeh. It doesn't see what's happening. Right? Your taina is very reasonable. And the counter of the nitva is a very weak taina. Even that's a machlokas amaraim. And even then we assume that hamotzi mecharov haraya. But that's the Chiddush of Tosus points out. That really is a detail. But in principle, a taina zbari alone is insufficient. Rove is insufficient, chazak is insufficient, right? Eitan Asbari is considered to be insufficient as well. If you were to have a case where there is no muhsak, so then the threshold of raya would be much lower. And then even in dinim amanos, we would allow raya. We wouldn't require haraya. And this is what the Gemara points out is true when it comes to simanim. The sugyan bav metzi and dav chav zayin. Is simanim considered to be sufficient? I can identify the chayfetz. I can identify the chayfetz. So the Gemara says explicitly, simanim daraisa. A simon is a good indicator. The Torah says a simon is a raya davar. And the Gemara bases on the pasuk of Hashava Saveda and Devarim Chafeis. The pasuk says the kol aveda sachicha, right? The halachas of Hashava said apply to kol aveda sachicha. Why does the pasuk have to tell us v'chein tasa v'simasa? What's so unique about a garment? So the Gemara says the following: a garment is something you can easily identify. There's simanim. So therefore, right, that is true of Hashava Saveda generally, that the Torah acknowledges that al yedei simanim, right, one can insist that the object be returned. Simanim is considered to be, right, araya. Isn't that a chiddush? That rov is not good, and chazak is not good, and tanazbari is not good, but identification, simanim, is considered to be that which is sufficient. So Tosus writes in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, Dramaskal Planya, Tosus says the following: Heich magzirin shtar chov b'simanim. How can you go ahead and just based on a sim alone and give back a shtar? How can that be? Tosus says the following: Kushtar ein adam uchsakvo. You know what's unique about Hashava Saveda? There's no muchzak. There's no muchzak. The Baal HaVeda is a machzik. No, physically, he's holding the chayfetz. I found this chayfetz. He's machzik. He's holding it. But al pidin, does he have the status of a muchzak? We saw machlokas simchas in the chachamim. If you don't have a tainas bari, are you a muchzak or are you not? Simply in terms of definition. The Chachamim say, even without a Tanya's Bari, a Machzik Al-Pidin is Muchzak. And Simchas disagreed, maintained that's not true. Right? The Machzik has to justify that. You know why I am grabbing onto this Chayfetz? Because it is mine. But if he will say, I don't know, that's Mamon Mutav Safei Cholkin. So Yama Machlok is Simchas in the Chachamim, whether you can have a Muchzak without a Tanya's Vada. But let's assume, for example, I will tell you that this chayfetz is absolutely not mine. It's not a suffix. I will tell you, I found this chayfetz, it is not mine. So then, the machzik, the meshiv aveda, certainly does not have the status of a muchzak. If he doesn't have the status of muchzak, good, this is called dinim amanos, but b'li muchzak, then all of Lahavi Raya, but not Haraya, not Haraya. And Raya is even Al Yedei Simanim. If there's a Muchzak, Simanim are insufficient. Lahot Simamon Miyara Muchzak. But if there is no Muchzak, in such a case, that's the Chiddush that Tosus writes. That's why the Torah tells us Simanim is good for Hashava Saveda, because although Simanim is Mamon, but it's mamon b'li muchzak. And therefore there's no gzera sakasu of hamot simi chavero olav haraya. I'll tell you two interesting chidushim of the Rashba. Now, these are two independent chidushim. They're both found in Shitim Ukobetzes and Ksuvas and Dav Tesvav Mudeis. When it comes to cases of Hashava Saveda, the Gemara writes Ksuvas Tesvav Mudeis that you find, right, the Naveda, there's a big difference as to whether it's Naveda of Yisrael or whether it's Aveda of an Achol. Many of the Dine Hashava only apply right? When you're dealing with a case of Hashavas Aveda of Yisrael. What happens if a lost object is found in a city? And it's not something like tefillin where it's obvious that it's Shal Yisrael. It's something which is universal. And therefore you don't know whether Al Pidin this is considered to be Hashavas Aveda of Yisrael, or whether it's Hashavas Aveda of an Akum. So the Gemara says that if it is Rov Yisrael, Yisrael. If most of the city is Shal Yisrael, that's the makeup of this area. So therefore, with all the halachos, it's treated as Hashavas Aveda of a Yisrael. And therefore, you have a Cholas Hashava with all the details, not just simply elements of Kiddush Hashem and Chol Hashem, which they themselves are compelling, but the technical aspects of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So if you look in Shita Mekubetzes, right? Tesvav Mabei, Shita Mekubetzes asks the name of the Rashba. But we mean Rov Yisrael. Good Rov Yisrael. But since when do we assume that Holkin B'mamanach are Rov? Rov is insufficient. Since when do you assume that that's true? And that's exactly the Rashba's answer, Yeshlomar. Hadein Holkin B'mamon Acha HaRov, that's only Lafuke Mamona Mechez Kase. Yeah, Rov is insufficient, the Hotzi Mamon Miyad HaMuchzak. In Hashavas Aveda, when is that being Motzi Mamon Miyad HaMuchzak? I who am holding on to this Chayfetz, I am not the Muchzak. And in such a case, without the Din Muchzak, so we don't assume Horaya. And therefore, Raya is sufficient. Simanim is sufficient. Rov is sufficient. And Hashava Saveda, Holchen Acha HaRov. That's the Chiddush that the Rashba writes. There you don't assume that Ein Holchen B'maman Acha HaRov. It's only when there's a case of Muchzak. Not true when it comes to cases of Hashavas Aveda. And then the Rashba writes a further Chiddush. Right? This is also in Shita Mekubetzes, Tesvav Madeis, Ramasna Barashba Kosav, the following. Let's assume you have this case. That there is a Maisa Hezek. A person, sure, goes ahead and damages. If it's a sure shel Yisrael, a sure tam pays chatzi nezek. And if it's a sure shel akum, you have to pay nezek shalim, even for the negicha rishona. We'll see the first talmud. And what happens if it's not known? Whether, right, the baal hashur is Yisrael, whether akum? So, if it's rov akum, Akum holchen acha harov, and you have to pay nezek shalom. So the Rashba here is bothered as well. Why exactly is that? Like, why not assume that ain holchen b'mamon acha harov? And the nizak should have to prove that the mazik is a Yisrael in order to be goven nezek. In order to be goven, he has to prove that he is, let's say, a goy to be goven nezek shalom. Otherwise, he should only get chatzi nezek. Here the Rashba writes the following. No, we have a right to follow Rav. We have a right to follow Rav. After all, the gzeres hakosu of hamotzi mechavero olov horaya is dafka v'yisrael and not in a case of an achri. And therefore, rov is considered to be sufficient. Kevin dekusi chashvinalei, lesle chazaka de amona. And you don't assume, uke mona becheskas mare. The whole gzeras hakosu of hamotzi mechaval olav haraya, the Rashba writes, is only by Yisrael, not by Yaakov. And if there is a suffix, whether in fact Yisrael or Akum, in such an instance, then Holchen Acha HaRov. In other words, when you don't have the Gzeres HaKosav, Afamotzim Rechav HaRaya, there's no Din Mochsak. So in such a case, then Rov is sufficient. There is a run in Chulin. It's found in the Flamedal Amaralef in Dapei Harif, the very first paragraph, where the run writes, when it comes to Hashava Saveda, an Eid Echad is Neman. You don't need Shnei Eidim. The Chiddush of Olav Ohavi Rayez, Rashi always writes, Eidim, Eidim. Yeah, that's Lahotzi Lama Miyad HaMufsak. In a case of Hashava Saveda, where there is no Mufsak, if an Eid Echad will come and he will say, this Chepes that you found belongs to this individual, that's sufficient. Because an Eid Echad is called a Raya, even though it is not Haraya. Lahotzi Lama Miyad HaMufsak. And therefore, in Hashava Saveda, Simanim, Rov, Eid Echad, and that's the Chiddush of the Ram. This is quoted by the Nesivos as well. Nesivos in Simen Kuf Mem Vav, in Sivkot and Tes. Right, this is part of the uniqueness, right, of right this halacha. Afamot Simecha Laparaya. One last case I'll mention to you, which will be very relevant for right the coming sugyas. Is a concept of a migo. There's nemanus of migo as well. Migo means the following, that a baldin puts forth a taina raya. Right? He puts forth a relatively weak taina. Is there a measure of nemanus, not to see what the makar is of this kiddush, that I could have put forth a taina alimta, so therefore at least leave me with the taina raya, because if I was not concerned with the truth, if I was lying, so I would be able to say much more. So there is some level of nemanus, midin miko. Tosus is very bothered. Again, that opening mishnah of Metzia, that Beis, it seems from the mishnah that migo is irrelevant. Let's say you have a case of Shnei Motzi. And you say kula shali, and I say chetzi shali. You say it's all mine, I found it exclusively, and my time is now, we found it together. So I'm entitled to have. So the Mishnah tells us that there the Afloku is quite different. Right? Look, half I'm admitting you're entitled to, half is yours, we're disputing the remaining half. So therefore, 3/4 and 1/4. So Tosus raised the following issue. When I said chetzi shali, don't I have a miko to support my claim? Because if I really was lying in the Hayat Rami Olam, I would have said Kula Shali. So believe me when I say Chetzi Shali, because Di'i Boy Amar Kula Shali. That's Tosus Kasha. And we're going to see here in our sugya is that there are many different roots into this Kasha. One possibility is maybe this is called the Migud Ha'aza. You know, it's much more of a chutzpah to deny something absolutely outright. Now, it's more comfortable for me to say we found it together than to say you absolutely had no share in it whatsoever. Maybe that's not called amigo. Maybe saying Chetzi Shali is a more comfortable taina, and therefore that's where you put forth that taina. Or la halacha, I'll tell you further kiddush. Right, that mishnah of Metzira Feiz Amar Aleph, it's Yachloku b'shvua. Does amigo work to exempt someone from a shvua? Maybe there's no such concept of a migolap turim ishua. But Tosus writes a very different terence. Tosus says that, good, you have a migo. You absolutely have a migo. You have a measure of nemanos when you put forth a taina raya, because you could have put forth a taina limta. Do you know what Tosus says? Yeah, it's a raya. It's a raya like rov. It's a raya like an erechot. It's a raya like a chazaka de mekara. But a migo is insufficient lahotzi mamon miyad hamuchsak. This person is a muhsak in chatzi hatalis, and now he has a claim on the second half as well, and he is a muhsak in part of that second half as well. Migo is insufficient. Migo lahotzi lo amina. That's a further finish of Tosus. So this is the concept of muhsak, and the chiddush, the gzeras hakosav, motzi mirach laparaya. That Rov, Chazaka, Bari, Simanim, Erechad, Migo, all of that is legitimate, Midaraisa, but it's insufficient. Lahotzi Mamo Miyad Hamotza. The further need for a Gzera Sakasif of the Motzi Melech HaVaraya directly relates to our Mishnah. See, normally speaking, what does Hamot Tzimech Lev HaRaya mean? Right. A person is the one who occupies, so to speak. He is Machzik. And therefore, I'll turn to the Tovea and say, without proof, we maintain the status quo. The status quo is that the Chepetz is Biyada. For you to go ahead and to exact that Chepetz, Miyad HaMachzak, you have to bring a Raya Limta. See, when it comes to cases of Metaltalin, that's what Hamot Tzimech Lev HaRaya teaches us. That the Machzik is the Muchzak, and therefore without a compelling Raya Limta, we're going to leave everything the way that it is. And we're not going to take the shirt off of your back. And here, when it comes to Karka, all of a sudden now something is very different. In cases of Cheska Sabatim, I'm the one who, so to speak, possesses. I'm the one now who occupies the Sadeh. And now a person comes with a claim of the Chezkas Marakama. Right? Undeniably, right, I was the prior owner. And here, all of a sudden now, we're going to turn to, right, what otherwise we would have labeled as the Mosa. And we would say, the burden of proof is on you. You have to produce a shtar, demonstrating that now the field is yours. And if a certain time, right, expires, and we no longer expect that you will hold on to that shtar indefinitely, coupled with the fact, of course, we'll have to see the dais and Rishonim, that you have been here, and the previous Marakama did not contest, there was no Macha, then you're entitled. But here, a very interesting chiddush, the starting point is quite different. Right? We recognize the Cheskas Marakama, and Al Hamachzik Lahavirayim. No, the one who right now is utilizing, I would have said that the one, right, who is living on that field is comparable to the one who is Mafsik Bakli. He is the one who has the Din Mosak. And the burden of proof should be on the Marakama to demonstrate that yes, that field, he is still entitled, right, to that field. And here we assume that's not the case. Here we assume that the threshold of Raya and the onus, the burden of proof, right, is on the one who currently occupies. And the Hamot Tzimech Lev HaRaya switches, right, to justify the Marakama. Why exactly is that true? See, this no doubt emphasizes the chiddush of Hamot Tzimech Lev HaRaya. The Svar Pshuto will be the following, that look, the Toveya has to prove his case. Here, I'm the Toveya, and I say this field was mine and it's still mine, and you're squatting. Here, if you're going to argue the Hamot Tzimech Lev HaRaya requires, right, that the one who occupies the field has to defend his position. Otherwise, it will revert back, but Kum Besei, not B'Shev Al Tasen, maintain the status quo. But B'Kum Besei, we will seize the field, right, from the current Machzik and deliver it to the Marakama. That certainly is part of the Chiddush Hakra of Hamot Tzimech Lev HaRaya. And why exactly is that true? Why is it that we assume the table turns when it comes to karka as opposed to that of metaltalin? That's the assumption of the Mishnah, that all of a sudden, right, you have to have some form of a cheskas gimel shanim in order to justify the fact that the field is yours when you are the machzik. We don't recognize you otherwise as being the muhsak. So the Rashbam has a very brief comment. The Rashbam is found later in Bava Basra, right, the Daf Kufay in the Bays. Rashbam writes the following. It's true, when it comes to metaltalin, we assume the machzik is considered to be the muhsak. But that's not true when it comes to karka. In karka, we assume that no, that the olam b'chezkas balam harishonim kaimu. Why is that true? Rashbam writes, the karka ain't an exilis. karka in an exelis. When it comes to metaltalin, right, a machzik has kinyonim. When it comes to karka, that's not necessarily true. Karka in an exelis. What exactly does that mean, karka in an exelis? It means if I go ahead and I steal your property, that's heter gamor. I go ahead and I throw you off of your land and I occupy it. No, Rashi writes in the Chumash that no, why is it necessary to have an Isra Hasagas Gvul? Isn't that obvious that I can't go ahead and take the marker and move it over and occupy land which is not mine? Isn't that obvious? Isn't that a case of Gezel? And Rashi writes, Inachinami, that's true. Lava lava shnei lavin. In addition to the Isra of Gezel, right, there's an Isra Hasagas Gvul. And what about karka in an exelis? Karka in an exelis. Boshubshat, Rashi is telling us the following. Karka in exelis does not mean that Hari would set a gamur. You didn't violate any isser. It's okay to go ahead and do so, obviously not. But there are two elements, right, to gneva and gzela. Aside from, right, the isser gavra, whether you have violated an avera d'oraisa or not, right, but there's much more to that. And that is the fact that a ganav or a gazlan has kinyanim. Has kinyanim. When I go ahead and I steal something, it's as though the chetetz is now b'shusi. I have a din bailin with the cholas hashava. The heshev es agzela shagaza. Isn't it obvious that there's a mitzvah hashava? The heshev es agzela shagaza. The chetetz is not mine. Well, of course I'm obligated to give it back to its rightful owner. The answer is no, not so simple. A ganav or a gazlan has kinyanim with a chovas hashava. A chovas hashava. That concept that I have kinyanei gneva, kinyanei gzeva, that the fact that I am machzik, posits, it didn't buy them, that is only true when it comes to metaltim. It's not true when it comes to karka. Karka in an exelis does not mean b'toras gavet, there's no issen. It means in terms of kinyanim. In terms of kinyanim. And they're clear nafkaminas. Why is it that the Torah gives a ganav or a gazlan rights of kinyan? Sounds somewhat strange, you know? Right, a person's a thief. The object in no shape or form is his. He has to return it. No, the lumdus is that they're kinyanei geneva, kinyanei gzeva. And there is a chovas hashava. Why exactly is that true? The Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Bey, is the following. You know why? Lihischayiv ba'onsin. Lihischayiv ba'onsin. See, the Torah wanted to slap on a ganav or a gazlan the highest measure of responsibility possible. How do you do that? That's chiyuv onsin. Chiyuv onsin. How do you create the chiyuv onsin? See, let's assume a person is a shomer. So I understand very well that I have to prevent pshia. I can even understand, right, the shmir alimta. I have to prevent gneva vaveda. But what's the next line? I have to prevent an ones gamur. You're responsible for this chepetz because you should have prevented the earthquake, the hurricane. Impossible. How can a shoel be chayiv in cases of onsen? How do you ever have such a concept? Right? Of a chiyuv onsin. The answer is the following. Whenever there's a chiyuv onsin, that's an indicator that nichnas tachas avayla. That's what Tosas writes, Bavakama daf yud aleph amud aleph. Tosas repeats it later, Bavakama daf zun vav amud beis. If you have a chiyuv onsin and bailus go hand in hand. Let's say a person owns a car, and an onus gamur happens, a hurricane, an earthquake, it destroys the car. The Bala Chepetz loses. No fault of your own. It's not that you should have exercised more caution, more chiyuv shmira. A Bailin will suffer a hefsid mamon, even if there's no culpability, even if there's no measure. That's the Kiddush. The chiyuv onsen and din Bailin always go hand in hand. So the Torah intends, right, that a ganav or a gazlan should be chayav onsin, bonus gamur. I steal something, and all of a sudden I turn to the original owner and I say, you know what, a terrible thing happened. Onus rachmana patre, the object was destroyed. The answer is, you, the ganav ragazlan, is obligated to pay. A ganav ragazlan is chayav onsin. How is that possible? Chiyuv onsin only goes hand in hand, right, with kinyanim. With kinyanim. And the chiddush, the link of a shoel to a ganav ragazlan, they're worlds apart. That in a ganav ragazlan, it's yisuras liyada. In a case of a shoel, it's heteras liyada, did nothing wrong. You're true, but they have a strong link. There's a chiyuv ba'onsin because they have a din bayman. They have a din bayman. I'll give you an example. Tosas writes in Shuas Memdalib of Metzian Daf Pei Beis that only a shoel is chayiv for Bal Yeron Bayi Matzeh. If I am watching your chametz, Tosas says, I'm not for Bayil. I'm not obligated for Bal Yeron Bayi Matzeh. I have a chiyuv shmira. But Tosa says, Hashemar Chimah, Hashemar Sachar, it's not chayiv for Bal Yeron Bayi Matzeh. Only a shoel is chayiv for Bal Yeron Bayi Matzeh. Because if a shoel is chayiv onsin, he's nichnas tachas abayman. And that's the chiddush the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis, that a ganav for a gazlan is chayim bonsin. How can that be? It must be that there's a concept of kinyanim. And the lumdus and of gnev and aveda is their kinyanim with the choles hashem. And the Gemara writes in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Zayin, a very great chiddush. Let's assume, for example, I steal an object and I use it. And I use it. Do I have to pay you for its use? So the Gemara says the following chiddush. There's a difference between my stealing your eved or my stealing your boat. That's the Gemara Tzadiyah Zayin Beis in Bava Kama. If I steal your boat, I don't have to pay for yish damshus. If I steal your eved, hatokei avdo shel chavero, then I'm chayim. Why should that be? The Gemara says very simply. Because an eved is dino kekark and avadim in an exile. A shank in a boat is dino kemetaltimim. Very great chiddush. In metaltimim, the machzik has kinyanim. And therefore, I have a chovas hashava. I'm exempt from hishtamshus. But if a person will go ahead and use karka, or use even an eved who is dinoka karka, so since karkos or avodim in an igzalim, in such a case, I don't have kinyanim, I'm obligated to pay bani ishtamshus. It's an interesting chiddush that kinyanei gneva, kinyanei gzeva, go hand in hand with that chiyuv onsin. That's the chiddush of karka in an igzalim. If a person even is the machzik, doesn't necessarily have at that measure of kinyanim. That's the chiddush that the Rashbam writes. We'll have to discuss this at greater length to distinguish between muchzak when it comes to metaltelin, as opposed to cheskas marakama when it comes to cases of karka. The machzik does not necessarily have kinyanim, and that's the chiddush that the Rashbam writes because karka is einon exalus. But we'll have to discuss, right, this chiddush, right, the difference in karka and metaltelin, which is essential. But for our purpose, you see an interesting chiddush. Assuming that the machzik does not have any kinyanim, so therefore, the hamotzi mecharat haraya flips in opposite direction. The assumption is that the karka belongs to the marakama, right? The squatter, so to speak, has to prove his right, and if he doesn't, hamotzi mecharat haraya dictates that he has to surrender the karka, and it reverts back to the previous owner. It's not just simply that without a raya we cannot act, right? But here quite the opposite, right? We're motzi the karka from the one who is machzik based on the principle of hamotzi mechlav haraya, poshav shad. That also is part of this gzeiros hakosuv. Not necessarily, right, the svara pshuta of the Gemara of man dekiiva ozel lebeyasya. It's left to pick up on this difference. Difference in a cheskas karka as opposed to cases when it comes to metaltelin, right? The chidushim of hamotzi mechavero, olav haraya. Right? Then we'll begin to discuss, right, the cases of a cheskas kimosha. Okay, from here, Hashem, Shir will be at 11 o'clock tomorrow. We'll do some in a parsha. Okay, what the parsha says. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have to go downstairs to that room. Okay. You want to... where are you from?
Baltimore.
I see. Very nice, very nice.
So, when do you say Barishan Barayat say about?
There could be cases where a person doesn't have a full status of... let's assume, for example, that I would admit I owe you money.
I don't know the orange
one. Take a look at that
signal
and come up with it. You say manu biyarka, and I say any of the imprecation. I admit that I owe you the money, but maybe I pay you back.
Thanks.